Well, we've got some great 2 hours coming up for you. Major Ed Dames back with us, the remote viewer, and we'll jump right into it when we come back on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, the world's foremost remote viewing teacher. Ed Dames, Major, U.S. Army, retired as a decorated military intelligence officer, and he was an original member of the U.S. Army's prototype remote viewing training program that you've heard us talk about so much. He has served as training and operations officer for the Defense Intelligence Agency's Psychic Intelligence Collection Unit, currently serves as executive director of the Matrix Intelligence Agency, which is his private consulting group. His websites are linked up at coasttocoastam.com. He sent us a graphic that I want you to take a look at, too, right under his name at coasttocoastam.com, because we're going to talk about that as well. Major Dames, welcome back, my friend.
Good to hear your voice, George.
You too, Ed. How have you been?
Been fine. I was born in the year of the ox, and today is my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. And this is the year of the ox. I was talking to Lisa Lyon, and it turns out she's an ox, too. And I have my third granddaughter coming up at the end of the year.
That's
great. That's three. So, 我们都是像牛,你自己像老虎,你知道吗?
Ed, you realize you're back in the United States?
Oh, sorry. In Mandarin, that was. So we're all oxen, and you were born in the year of the tiger. Did you know?
I did know that.
So I said that in Mandarin.
I did that. When did you become an expert in Chinese?
Oh, I was spying in China, spying against the Russians and things like that. When I got back from my spy career, I went to Berserkly. And studied and majored in Chinese and biophysics. In fact, I was being groomed. I was I'm a distinguished military graduate of Berkeley's former ROTC program. I was being groomed to be the first assistant military attaché in Beijing and Peking after the bamboo curtain fell during the Nixon administration. But I took a different route. So anyway, but then what's nice is as soon as the show's over, the Perseid meteor shower peaks.
That's right.
At these very hours every year, so God puts on a big fireworks display for me.
There's nothing better than seeing a meteorite just go shh.
Well, especially right Perseid, it's magnificent.
Yeah, it really is. How's the health? Everything else good?
It is. It is. I've been taking some time off, spent some time with my family. I'm wrapping up all of my crime cases. I have only one kid to find, a Hassani Campbell, a cold case in Oakland. I'm shifting all of my field work to Sasquatch, and it's UFO connection, as we've talked about before, and my personal fun projects of gold hunting.
Oh, interesting. But you have done a lot of missing persons cases, haven't you?
Yes.
And some of them have been very successful in terms of happy. Some of them have not been happy.
I can't remember any happy ones, George.
Oh, really?
But, you know, somebody, at least I can help bring closure to some of these cases. But it ate me up. It just really, it did affect my health. It was so much work. Every time I thought I could take a break, a new kid pops up missing, you know, pulls the heartstrings. But I have to start taking care of myself. Can't take care of other people unless you take care of yourself.
That's right. I always say that. That's so important. You sent us a graphic of a United Kingdom headquarters, Ministry of Defense, I think.
Yes. My team periodically takes a look out there at potential threats and worldwide, globally. It doesn't, not just U.S., but just global threats. I have one particular operation, Firefly, which is specifically oriented toward nuclear terrorism. But that's a different that's different insight. That's a different modality. So we picked up this particular my team picked up this particular incident, a plan, a prospective upcoming plan, and it deals with a false flag attack on the Ministry of Defense headquarters in London. Trying to set up false flag, trying to set up Iran as the attackers, to implicate them and spawn an attack, a large scale attack on Iran, proper. And we know where the attackers, the prospective attackers are and where their weapons are, but they can't release that publicly. We picked up a similar plan about a year and a half ago with a prospective attack, which may still be in the planning stages, on Times Square, New York, a small dirty bomb, radioactive dirty bomb. So I worked with the Department of Homeland Security and the New York Counterterrorism Task Force on outlining to them how the plan would go down.
Wouldn't Iran be insane to try to organize some kind of an attack on anybody?
Of course. But it's a false flag, because there's a certain country that wants very much jumping at the bit to take out anything that's connected with Iran. And they have, of course. Israel has worked ferociously in terms of shutting down computers at the processing sites and all the nuclear development sites. But they want to go for the juggler. And they don't want to do it alone. So a false flag against the UK implicating Iran would be a way that some countries who didn't like Iran.
Was there a timetable here for this?
No, we can't do times.
That's the difficult part of remote viewing. That's right.
Yeah. We're not limited. I don't think we'll ever solve that problem. But what we can do, as you know, is we can look at the nearest recognizable event, globally recognizable event, to the particular event that we're remote viewing. Killshot's a good example. What the killshot sequence, solar killshot. What are the nearest, in terms of time, preceding recognizable events? And we've worked on that extensively. So this idea, the solar physicists are now saying that solar cycle 25, which began late 2019, may end up with the sun experiencing a termination event, where there's actually a magnetic shift on the sun, not just Earth, but on the sun, and that could generate very, very strong flares. So, I'm hanging my hat on solar cycle 25 as the actual kill shot sequences, and we can talk more about that.
Now, there's the false flag that could occur at any time, I would assume, even though we can't put a timetable on it.
Correct.
Who would get involved then? We would, the Brits?
It would be the UK, Israel, and the United States.
Do we need a false flag to do anything to Iran right now? I mean, aren't they
because
pushing terrorism?
They haven't caught. Yeah, there's vicariously, they're doing a lot. They have done a lot of things, and they have a lot of surrogates that have attacked Western targets. But now, not to get too complex, because the Afghanistan is falling, Kabul will be under Taliban hands in a matter of weeks, a couple of weeks.
That's crazy, isn't it?
And then Iraq is next. But the key here, in terms of the United States instead of Israel and the UK, the U.S. petrodollar is on its last legs. It only has about two more years left, George. And so in order to extend the U.S. petrodollar as a world's reserve currency, we need another war, like 9/11 was an excuse for the Patriot Act and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
The idea is to extend the life of the petrodollar.
When you were looking at things like Iraq and Afghanistan, were you asked to look for Osama bin Laden?
Yes, and we tracked him. He was on a kidney disease. He had kidney disease, so we tracked him. For both the FBI and the CIA, we tracked him up to a mountain town in Afghanistan and pinpointed him, his location.
And Tora Bora, wasn't it?
It was near there. It wasn't in the mountains. It was near there, where he could hide if he wanted to. We tracked that down, but as I've mentioned to Art Bell years ago, the reason we didn't act, and his location was confirmed, but to kill him at that time before the war on terror extended to Afghanistan would mean that the war, there would be no excuse for a war in Afghanistan, right? And that the criminal, I mean the the United States military-industrial complex would not have any reason. They wouldn't be making a lot of money if there's no war, right? So, we knew where he was, but we didn't take him out for that reason, because we wanted the war, and the globalists and the U.S. military-industrial complex wanted that war to make a whole lot of money.
What about after the 9/11 tragedy, when we knew he was in Tora Bora then? Why didn't we just level that mountain?
Well, what the Air Force did was, it was interesting, because the Pathfinders on the ground in the Air Force, they bombed the heck, in Moabs, and they bombed the heck out of one side of the tunnel complex, which made the rats run to the other side, to the south, and then they bombed the heck out of that, too. So they got the insurgents coming and going.
But he got away.
No. I don't want to get into that, George, because...
Well, what do you mean, no, though?
The American people have been deceived across the board.
Are you saying that the SEAL Team 6 didn't get him later?
They got somebody.
They got somebody?
Yeah.
You're saying it wasn't him?
If
I'm reading you correctly.
Yeah, I need to lay that out for you, because it's a very complex issue, and it all deals with deception, in this case against the American people in the West.
So you're saying we got Osama bin Laden when we went after him originally?
Yes.
That's all you're going to say?
Yeah.
Huh. And you saw this via remote viewing?
We tracked his... We actually remote viewed his gravesite. He died on a dialysis machine, which aren't very modern in Afghanistan. He died, and we can show you where he's buried, and it's not a sea burial, which all of a sudden they dumped him in the ocean. So look at the excuses behind all that.
Have you been asked to look for his number two guy, that Zarahari guy?
I tracked him down personally, and I sent that information. In fact, you can see the location I sent to the FBI and to Interpol. You can actually see the location in my LearnRV websites, the community websites. So yes, I did track him down.
I used to get the copies of your emails that you would send to law enforcement whenever they asked you about something. I haven't gotten one in a long time. Are you?
Well, I stopped sending them because I thought maybe you were inundated with it.
Oh, no. I enjoyed them, as a matter of fact.
Okay. Then I'll resurrect those for you.
Anyways, tell us about the graphic you sent to us about this Ministry of Defense.
Okay, so... The attack plan is to ride down that street, just on the immediate west of the Ministry of Defense headquarters, and to launch an attack, a ground attack from there, and then another cell will launch another mortar attack from a different location, and the weapons that will be used are marked as Iranian, among other things, to support the idea that it was an Iranian attack, and it wasn't. It will not be. It's another country.
Interesting take. And if it happens,
but the key is that Israel will do anything to get us involved in taking out the growing nuclear power that it will be Iran if it's not stopped. The centrifuges and all that. Yes, the crypto attacks on the part of Israel shut those down for a while. The attacks on the key nuclear researchers on the part of the Mossad shut that down for a while. But not completely. They've got to take it out, they would like to have some help.
Isn't it interesting how we basically lost Iran after the Shah was thrown out?
The Shah was our fair-haired boy.
He wasn't a Boy Scout by any means.
I remember being in the Sanctum Sanctorum of the CIA's headquarters on a number of times, and I got to see the former deputy director's report on why we lost Iran. And I'll never forget that last sentence, that last paragraph of the report, the classified report. All of the indicators that he was going down were there, but we didn't follow them. You know, he was our fair-haired boy. But the last sentence on that report was, we lost because we had the will not to believe. I'll never forget those words. Quote, we had the will not to believe. That was in the actual report of why we lost Iran.
Ed, what is Project Starman?
Starman is a blanket term for a work that I have done and am doing, a teamwork, both in the military and outside the military with the Matrix Intelligence Agency team, looking at both instances in the sky. I use instances because many of the so-called vehicles are not vehicles at all, or they're plasma or something else. But particularly, it's come down to the knowledge that Sasquatch is directly connected with so-called UFO phenomena.
Uh-huh.
I didn't say ET because what this agency that's out there are not extraterrestrial. I'm not saying that extraterrestrials are not observing us, because they are, mostly with robots, because of the distances involved. There are robots in this neck of the woods on the moon, and particularly Mars. The robots on Mars are the ones that are creating the crop circles on Earth, and those are ET robots, so to speak. And then the Tic Tac phenomenon and Bigfoot are related to an underground seamount, particularly in the Pacific, the Pukau Seamount, about 100 miles to the west-northwest of Easter Island. They're inside that seamount. But when we remote view the actual technology, which is very, very interesting, and we look for their owners, the owners are semi-visible. They're interdimensional entities, and Sasquatch and Bigfoot are related to them. When the Sasquatch downloads from a particular object like Travis Walton type of an object, mm-hmm. Sasquatch downloads there on the ground. They look like a gorilla, but when they upload again, they're very different. They do not look like a gorilla anymore. And so what we've done is use remote viewing to look at the protocols for contact. What are there? What is that agency? And by agency, I mean, in the past, you've heard me talk about the Ariel School event in 1994 outside of Harare, Zimbabwe, where the agency presented themselves to children. Well, these interdimensional entities are purposely presenting these conundrums, these flying saucers and these Sasquatches and things like that, so that they can develop and push the idea for human evolution, for the consciousness tools. So we've reached a point now where we can see them, we can know all about them, and now it's time for Tete-a-Tete, a coffee clash. And because they've presented themselves as a control system, a feedback control system, a carrot and a stick approach, now that we've met the consciousness developmental, we have the developmental tools consciousness-wise to see who they are, then we looked at the idea using technical remote viewing, what are their protocols for contact, not what we think. And we don't, as remote viewers, we don't have to chase an event around, you know, what was that, what was this, where did it go, that kind of thing. We can see where they will allow us to meet them. And after that, then I just have those two questions that I talked to you about before. The first question is, who are you? And the second question is, who are we? And take it from there. I do not know what will happen.
All right, we're going to come back, Major, and talk more about your work. Major Ed Dames with us, the remote viewer. And our special guest, of course, Major Ed Dames. We're going to take calls with Major Dames next hour here on Coast to Coast. Lots more of ground to cover with him when we come back. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, along with Major Ed Dames, the remote viewer. His websites are linked up at coasttocoastam.com. Major Dames, let's get back briefly back to Project Starman. I'm fascinated by the movie Star Wars, where the Chewbacca looked like a Bigfoot, didn't he?
Yeah, he did, and there's a reason for that. Let me just give you a couple of examples when I say there's a reason for that. Let's take the Betty and Barney Hill so-called abduction event. Okay,
from New Hampshire.
Famous, absolutely famous.
Huge.
Now, and we know as professional remote viewers that was a real event. They're not lying. They're salt of the earth people. And I think everybody would agree with me. But what they told us about what happened to them did not go down that way. When we as professionals remote viewed the event itself that particular night, they were both inside the car in the front seat in catatonic states. And they were, and two glowing white spheres, I'd say about 3 feet in diameter, were outside the vehicle, and they were, for lack of a better word, implanting them, but not with a physical device, with ideas that they that were associated with many of the other abduction experiences. And that's to keep our interest in something else out there instead of just the material world. They're playing with us. The system is playing with us, presenting itself as a will-o'-the-wisp here and a will-o'-the-wisp there. But on the other hand, the Travis Walton event, that was with a physical object that actually did lift Travis up. And again, real event. When we remote view that, we're looking at him, yes, on a table-like device, but around him were five or six, I have to go back to my actual records, five or six wraith-like entities that were semi-material. They were not physical at all, but what they projected into his mind was the idea of these so-called grays, right? This kind of thing. So it's a little projection, and this is the type of thing that that technical remote viewing insight. When we examine these enigma events and we see who's behind them, now we've done that. Now we can pull the curtain back on the wizard and tap the wizard on the shoulder and say, okay, we see you. But the system knows that we're doing this and knows how we got, they prompted us to develop something, a consciousness tool that can actually see. And they wanted us to do that in terms of a feedback control system. So now we're here. And it's time to sit down with them. As you know, I've been out in the desert with some of the finest scientists and engineers in the nation, paid for by the Crown Prince of Liechtenstein, all of our equipment out there with Jacques Vallée, Hal Puthoff, and some greats. And we had flybys. We used remote viewing in the military unit to look at a hot zone in the United States. We found that in Chaco Canyon, went there, did all our work. But we never got a landing, a CE-3. And we had to use remote viewing to go back and look, go back to the drawing board and find out why we're not getting direct contact. We did that. So that work's finished now. It's time to see what happens.
Major Ed Dames with us. A couple resets I want to talk with you about, Ed. One is called the Global Reset. Explain that for us.
Well, that's simply, in common parlance, what people know as the 2030 agenda, UN Agenda 2030 reset. And that's being orchestrated by, I'm going to go into detail about this momentarily so people know exactly what I mean. That's being orchestrated by the globalists, the New World Order, of which George Bush's father was a very high-ranking member in this control group. But it's being engineered by the Fed and the City of London and the Rothschilds, the Bank of International Settlements, the IMF, the UN, the World Economic Forum. These people have an agenda, and the COVID pandemic. Remember, I predicted a global economic collapse concurrent with a global pandemic way back in about 18 years ago. And by the way, in a couple more months, it'll be a quarter of a century doing your show, Coast to Coast.
That's it, with Art and I. Yeah, it's amazing.
Quarter of a century. But anyway, this group that wants global control, their key agenda, keep this in mind, the control for a reason. And the reason is a global, at the Bank of International Settlements, a global cryptocurrency. Global. That's their end game, George. and we have a lot of grief to go through before they get to that end game. But that's their end game. They make sure there are no more commercial banks, no more intermediaries. All of us will have a global number. All of us will have facial recognition.
Sounds like the sign of the beast, Ed, doesn't it? Sounds like the Book of Revelation.
Well, the mark of the my early coast-to-coast work and programs, I told Art that we use remote viewing to look at what the prophets of old meant when they were looking ahead at these terrible things that would befall mankind. We spent a little time with Nostradamus' quatrains also, using those as target reference material. And I've told you that when we look at the mark of the beast, My personal work, Mark of the Beast, and this was 16, 17 years ago, was a vaccine that was defective. And that I thought the vaccine was one that would be developed against HIV, but I was wrong, even though there are HIV components in the in some of the newer vaccines. But that was the result there. 666, the number of the beast, turns out in any remote viewer, even at the intermediate stages, when they use this as target reference material with tick marks around it, set it up correctly, they see that it's money. 662 always equates in using remote viewing, the download is money. The false prophet, that's another great biblical term, turns out to be television. And so the prophets of old, they had no idea what these things were.
No, of course not.
It would be like trying to describe, a screw in a Cadillac to an aborigine, a Cro-Magnon, something like that. So we looked at those, and I put those things out. Art kept saying, "Hey, Ed, the quickening is coming," and I call it a confluence of events. So we're here. We're here now. And so the control groups, so what they'll do is the vaccine passports are a reality that's not going to change. All right, lockdowns are here again. I mean, look at Sydney, look at Paris, where the cops are walking around. Papers, please. Sydney is virtual martial law. I've told you before, martial law is coming to the United States very quickly. The zombie apocalypse exercise on the part of DOD was practice for that, for global lockdowns. No travel. If there's travel, you better show your papers. Papers being your COVID pass, and there'll be ways of checking that globally in a global database. So we're essentially and the social credit system is a stepping stone to all those kinds of things. It's kind of cute in China, the social credit system. If you're jaywalking, for instance, okay, by the time you cross the street, your image, your face is shown on all the billboards in the local.
They've already got you, don't they?
And on all of the cell phones of people around you. And by the time you hit the other side of the street, you're fined, and money has been deducted from your wallet, right?
Your fine. They took your fine.
The point system is down.
They take your fine money and all that stuff, don't they?
Yeah, perfect control too.
Jeez.
Perfect control. So, but the, in terms of the West, in terms of the globalists and the New World Order, they're using this as a stepping stone for complete control and the issuance of a global cryptocurrency. You can't have a backyard yard sale. There won't be any fiat currency. You want to sell something, it has to go through your central account at a central bank, and you'll be taxed. So that's the deal. All the godzillions of dollars that
go missing,
tax that could be, they're going to be taxed,
including drug money.
It doesn't matter. You won't be able to do anything without going through a central bank account, whether you're a corporation.
That they can see.
They can see everything, every single dollar you spend. And if there's an edict that says, let's say, in the United States, that you and particularly or anybody is not allowed to buy this particular automatic weapon or this the caliber of ammo, it's easily shut off with the flip of a switch. You can't do it.
The other reset, what is that?
The other reset is the one that the globalists have not planned upon. They're scared of, but they really don't know what to do about it. And that's the kill shot sequence. I mean, 3 weeks ago, there were three back-to-back shots off the backside of the sun, and one was geo-effective. You can research this online. NASA's chewing their nails. One of the shots off the back of the sun was geo-effective. It produced a halo effect that was felt on Earth, even though it was shot directly off the back of the sun. So what is in the, what remote viewers know that the Earth's magnetosphere is weakening, very much weakening. So if there's a very strong X-flare like the ones in the past that NASA said has taken would have taken us back to the Stone Age, if one of those happens, then it will compress Earth's magnetosphere. The magnetopause itself will now drop back down to maybe 2 Earth radii. And if there's another flare behind that, even an M-class flare, it will be highly geo-effective because now the shields are down. They're weakened, and that kind of thing. What does that mean in terms of the first 8 minutes or so and the succeeding 24 hours? It means bye-bye satellites, most of the satellites, which are used for communication, navigation, and all those kinds of things. In the end, what's going to happen is a collapse of infrastructure. So the massive amount of deaths that we've seen as remote viewers over the horizon will be caused by infrastructure collapse. If you don't have water, if you're not living in an area of water, you're in very, very serious trouble. And if you have not prepared food, if you go to the majordamesnews.com and you see my recent episodes, a year ago I told people that the shelves are empty, yes, because of lockdowns, but believe me, this COVID is coming back with a vengeance. Those were my words exactly. You can see that. It's coming back with a vengeance, and consider this particular empty shelf scenario as a practice drill for what's coming.
Right. And you may be spot on that.
Yeah, I'm going to be spot on. Watch. It'll happen. And there's nothing that you and I, us little guys, can do about this. You know, the powers that be. And who are the powers that be? Let's be honest. The stockholders and the owners of the central banks are the ones who own us.
They always did.
That's correct. But now they're taking it, that they see the possibility, because of all the refinements in technology, that the internet, for instance, I did a contract for the late Lawrence Rockefeller, and he got on when he realized that the internet, the seriousness of people talking to each other, that the media could no longer be the only voice for Big Brother. He wanted to shut the internet down. You can actually see his speech on YouTube somewhere in terms of the global reset. So, you know, but the other reset is geophysical events happening. And that means, again, you can see one of on my first show in 1966 on Coast to Coast, I told Art that wait for climate change, rapid climate change. We will not be able to grow crops the way we used to do because seasons will be in flux. And what Earth geophysicists don't understand is that the Earth's core is rapidly changing. And I'm not talking about geological time. I'm saying we are perceiving rapid changes in the Earth's core, which is the key thing that's affecting the Earth's climate.
And that's not a good thing, is it?
No, it's not. It will mean drought and water wars, and people will have to migrate. If you live in Las Vegas now, enjoy the next couple of years, because that's it. You're going to have to move out of there. There's not going to be any water delivered to you anymore. In Porterville and other places in California that are not on fire, the trucks are needed to bring water in because all the wells dried up.
Why don't they put major desalinization plants off the coasts of the oceans and pipe it around?
Oh, that would require a degree of prescience and preparation on the part of the government.
It's doable.
Yeah, of course it's doable. And why isn't it done? Why haven't the dams been repaired? It's because of the agendas on the part of government officials. Let's face it. If you're a government official, everything you say is probably a lie. You're corrupt. I mean, you, as a representative, the U.S. House of Representatives, you're making about $60,000, $70,000 a year, but you're making $3 million on the side by payoffs and payola. And so your key agenda is not the people and your substitutes. It's staying in power and maintaining that. And we see that all the time.
Major Dames, let's talk next hour about this report that came out on June 25th from the Pentagon in these NSA files, because you've got some inside information on that, don't you? We'll be back in a moment with Major Ed Dames on Coast to Coast AM. His websites are all linked up for you, so just go to our website, click the links, and it'll take you straight there. But back in a moment with your calls and the Major on Coast to Coast AM.